call. Just
or you
call.
Can apply. You can apply online from the website. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Or pick up the phone and give us a call. Yeah. We love, I mean, whether we move forward or not, we pause. Either way, give us a call.
Well, a lot of people, I'm sure you're able to say, I might can do nothing for you right now. But these are the steps you need to make, and then you can put them right on the right path. I know that's probably 90% of your business.
We get a lot of that. Yeah. We're closing on a purchase right now. Mm-hmm. Called us back in October of last year. Took the steps that we said they needed to take. They took it. Boom. They're there. We're closing on the purchase of $445,000.
Wow. That's what I'm talking about.
Take advantage of this now. Kim, let's do this more often. Let's not wait another 4 months.
I'm going to be back in 2 weeks.
Awesome.
Is that good?
That's perfect.
Great.
I can't wait.
That's exactly what I was thinking of. And y'all check out Alabama Home Mortgage today. Company NMLS number?
372374, Equal Housing Lender. Thank you, Joey.
Thank you, Kim.
Hey, thank you, hon.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A host of national security officials testifying this morning before a Senate panel. It's a second hearing on the deadly riot that enveloped the U.S. Capitol back in early January. There's been no claim of responsibility for the attack on an Iraqi military base where thousands of U.S. and American-backed troops are stationed. No word of any casualties in the attack. Also, again, no claim of responsibility for the rocket attack. Human smuggling suspected in a deadly crash in Southern California. An SUV that was crowded with 25 people hit a tractor-trailer rig near the Mexican border. 13 people in the SUV were killed in that crash. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow is up 142 points, the NASDAQ down 67 points, and the S&P 1 point in the red. More details at srnnews.com.
In 1901, a woman by the name of Annie Taylor climbed into a barrel so that she could ride that barrel over Niagara Falls, the first person to do so. The reason for her crazy endeavor? She was struggling to make ends meet, and she was hoping for fame and financial security. It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage, a faith and family mortgage team that tries to improve your financial outlook without having to ship you over a 170-foot waterfall. Our mortgage team happens to be an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This advantage often allows us to get you a better rate, which can save you monthly and lifelong money through a refinance, or help you with a cash-out refinance, cashing out some of your home's equity to use for life. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1335. Rack animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Big improvement in our weather today after a dismal day yesterday. Look for lots of sunshine. High temperature up to about 63 this afternoon. Mostly clear, kind of chilly tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 40. Tomorrow, best day of the week weather-wise. Plenty of sunshine. High temperature in the lower 70s. Friday, not bad. Sun and cloud mix. High in the upper 60s. Maybe teasing 70 degrees. Chance of a few showers by late Friday night. But sunshine returns over the weekend. Highs in the mid-60s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up, check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The election results are in. Democratic candidate Kirk Hatcher won the Alabama Senate District 26 seat. Hatcher beat opponent William Green with 78% of the vote. Green had 21% of the vote. The attorneys for the teenager charged with capital murder and the death of Lowndes County Sheriff Big John Williams are seeking youthful offender status for him. If granted, the status would limit any prison time to a maximum of 3 years. A hearing for William Chase Johnson is set for next Monday. And Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed says the city plans to honor the legacy of Claudette Colvin as someone who challenged Montgomery's segregated buses in the 1950s. Reed says the city is working with Colvin's family, and more will be announced in the coming weeks. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer 1 hour loan approvals. That's right, 1 hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS 232-876, Equal Housing Lender.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Laughs, fun, and some priceless financial advice from Montgomery's premier asset preservationist. Weeknights at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earn and Concrete Technologies. For years, you've heard me talking about our concrete projects, from stamped and patterned concrete to foundations for commercial manufacturing, driveways to commercial parking lots, even heavily invested in polished concrete for durable and inexpensive long-term service. What you may not know is we have equipment for clearing lots for construction, clearing and ridding land of scrub and underbrush. We cut roads, clear fence lines, clear pond dams, and pretty much any application where land is overgrown. We have mulchers that can grind underbrush into shreds and return it to nature for compost. Our equipment is minimally invasive, not disturbing and upturning your property where additional grading might be necessary. To clean or clear your property, call Penny Earn at 334-284-9292 and let us transform your overgrown property into a manageable and productive one. Check us out on Facebook at Transformers or call 334-284-9292.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Thank you again to Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage for stopping by. Always great seeing Kim, Eddie. And they're doing great business up there. So,
oh, yeah.
I'll check them out
today.
She can
be, man.
272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon here on a Wednesday morning. Already March. March the 3rd.
March the 3rd. Seems like it was March the 3rd this time last year.
Now, you know, it's been a running theme, and I'm wondering, do you think Joe Biden, what do you think are the odds that Biden actually finishes out his first term? All 4 years.
No,
it's
not going to happen.
Just not going to happen.
No.
And, you know, they said, well, we're not going to do a joint session speech because of the threat to the Capitol.
What threat?
Well, even if there is a threat, you've got fencing. And razor wire.
How many thousands?
And National Guard troops. Even if they are being, you know, made sick by your crap food.
Yeah. It really bothers me. And again, it's taking advantage of National Guardsmen. They have no choice. They're told to show up. They show up.
Of course. And then Joe has not done like a traditional presser.
No,
he's actually taking all sorts of questions.
To be determined.
Yeah. And he keeps throwing his press secretary under the bus.
Yes,
and
he does, man.
In all sorts of different ways. Like, she tries to put a good face, put some lipstick on that pig. Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, oh, wait, it is a pig.
Like, yep.
Look past the lipstick.
She ain't no hollaback girl. She's more of a circle back kind of girl.
Yeah.
How long do you give her, Joey?
I don't give her long either.
I give her under 30 days.
They're going to need a fresh face. But there are now rumors, whispers. And I wonder who's spreading these rumors. Now, of course, we here, if I could speak collectively, in the right-wing echo chambers of talk radio land, we will, of course, pick up these rumors, innuendo, and whispers. But I wonder who's actually spreading the whispers.
I thought that's what we do.
And I'm not talking about that great R&B group in the early 80s.
It was a good group, yeah.
No, it's a story from John Solomon at justthenews.com. It reads, throughout his presidential campaign and continuing since taking the White House, Joe Biden has promised a transparent approach to press and public relations. Yet in recent weeks, his administration has closed off, at least for now, several key avenues via which the press and public have for years gained a modicum of transparency, accessibility, and accountability from the White House. These moves to curb press and public access come as President Joe Biden himself has at times appeared to be struggling with the public demands of his job. Notably, the White House has said that while it will divulge records of individuals who physically visit the White House, it will not be sharing virtual visitor logs.
Yeah, why is that, Joey?
I'm not sure.
Yeah. Again, unless you're trying to hide something.
Right. Like, it would be interesting, though, if somebody hacked those virtual visitors. I hope they have a secure network there.
I would hope so. I would hope
one of the most secure networks. It's not like there was a massive, hack by the Russians, the SolarWinds hack. But anyway, they'll be sharing who actually physically in their person goes to the White House. But if Joe does a little Zoom time.
That's between Joe and whoever.
A little Zoom, Zoom, boom, boom. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's not for the public to see. The Biden administration has relied heavily on virtual meetings, thus, out of concerns that COVID-19 might spread in face-to-face gatherings, even though, everybody's been vaccinated up there. All the important people, An unnamed White House official told Politico this week. Okay, mm-hmm. We're now getting to anonymous sources. Unnamed official told Politico this week that the administration's refusal to release virtual meeting logs was in line with, quote, the same way that previous administrations didn't release phone logs. Meanwhile, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, Psaki it to me, baby, this week, acerbically, nice word, John Solomon, dismissed a reporter's query into the administration's lack of transparency on the issue. Biden is meeting with members of the Senate virtually today, she said, Psaki said. There, I've released it for you. What else would you like to know? Oh, truth and transparency is back in government.
Jeez.
The White House has also shut down its comment line, by which American citizens can call in to leave comments for the executive branch.
Why would they doing that?
I wonder why they would do that. A recording claims that the comment office is temporarily closed.
Oh, and, just temporary.
Yeah. Urges callers to visit the White House's contact page instead. The Biden administration has also removed the popular We the People petitioning platform, originally started by President Obama, and continued through the Trump administration. As late as January the 18th of this year, the program was still active, yet now any attempt to reach the older URL simply reroutes users to the White House's main page. Gone also are White House tours, which the administration claims have been suspended until further notice. As late as mid-December, the Trump administration was still encouraging Americans to schedule tours through their congressional representatives. The rollback of public access also comes amid the first 6 weeks of the Biden administration, during which Biden himself has, at times, seemed to struggle with the rigorous schedule and public appearances demanded of modern U.S. presidents. A CNN report last month stated the president regularly returns to his private residence at 7 p.m. each day and is more of an early-to-bed type than both Obama and Trump. I think Trump was known to be like...
He's a night owl, man.
You call people like 2, 3 in the morning, yeah. Right? I think Coach, now Senator Tuberville, said he got a few of those calls, yeah. Like, just out of nowhere, like he's, you know, Tuberville's sleeping.
Hey, Tommy, it's Donnie from Queens. What you doing?
Biden has thus far failed to host a single West Wing news conference, as we mentioned earlier, though the White House hosts daily news briefings. The president became well known over the course of his presidential campaign for having difficulty speaking publicly. Yeah. So much so that the New York Times in 2019 ran a feature report on his struggles to give public addresses. A 50-year veteran of Washington politics, Biden has logged hundreds and hundreds of hours of public speaking, where he has been known to make gaffes on occasion, such as his remark in 2007 that then-presidential candidate Barack Obama was the first mainstream African-American who's articulate and bright and clean. Ew.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I hear somebody talk about somebody's hygiene, like from afar, it's one thing you're sharing a room with them. It's like, hey, that dude needs to take a bath. But, like, what a strange adjective.
Dude, it's insulting.
Yeah.
To say the
slightly.
Least. And, has anyone ever held him accountable? When do we get to cancel?
No, he's on the right team.
But we get to cancel him for that statement, right?
Well, he might be canceled before too long. Maybe this Governor Cuomo thing's a test run. Biden's latest struggles, meanwhile, often appear less gaffe-like and more fundamental, writes John Solomon at Just the News. Such as a recent Pentagon appearance when Biden struggled with teleprompter-fed words such as Tuskegee.
Tuskegee?
Because of, no, quote Tuskegee, unquote,
okay.
Quote, he had trouble saying, quote, because of, he had trouble saying, quote unquote, defeated, and he had trouble saying dishonor.
Well, but he doesn't do the sniff thing that Donald Trump did.
Gosh. At other times, the president has appeared to momentarily forget critical facts.
Yeah. when he said that there was no vaccine before he got there.
Yeah, as he said at a CNN town hall, even though he received a vaccine himself before he became president. At a speech in Houston last week, meanwhile, the president stumbled through a series of mistakenly pronounced names, referring to Representative Sheila Jackson Lee as Shirley, and referring to Lizzie Pinnell Fletcher as Lizzie Pinelli. That's actually just, I hope he did that on purpose because that's kind of funny. What am I doing here? The president said at one point, I'm going to lose track here. Well, doesn't that sum it all up, folks? What am I doing here? Going to lose track here. 272-9228. Dennis, welcome.
Good afternoon, guys. How are you guys doing?
Doing all right, Dennis.
This whole ordeal with our troops and the type of food they're getting in Washington, that really pisses me off.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. I went through 3 deployments. We have the capability of setting up our own field kitchens and field mess halls. We can feed our troops. we don't need the rhetoric of this ridiculously backed Congress or whatever it is up there that's in charge of telling our commanders in chief and our Secretary of Defense to feed our troops MREs when we have the capability of putting up field kitchens and giving our troops a hot meal. That's a disgrace. You know, we send billions of dollars overseas to companies and to countries who are doing sex change. It pisses me off to no end. I mean, that's ridiculous, you know?
It's like as a nation, as a government, let's just say as a government, let's not bring all the American people in on this. We do that too often. As a government, it doesn't seem like they can do the basic things while they're trying to change the rest of the world.
It's our government that's doing this. I mean, if you look at what's going on up there right now, our commanders, the commander in chief, which is Biden, all right, and our joint chiefs of staff, and the Secretary of Defense, you know, the ones who are in charge of those commanders in the field, look, they can feed our troops. They don't have to sit there and eat MREs and C-RATs, okay?
Right.
They can feed our troops. And it's a disgrace that we're not, you know? But that we're sending billions and billions of dollars overseas to other countries for them to do sex change studies and all this kind of crap, and they can't feed our troops?
Right.
Come on, man.
Yeah, to quote the president. Come on, man. No, and it's like, what am I doing here? That kind of sums up Biden's presidency and what the U.S. government has been up to. It's almost like they look out for their cronies and their friends and the well-connected and want to change the world through, you know, dropping bombs. But when it comes to actually taking care of basic necessities for the American people, including the troops that are stationed in D.C.,
telling you guys, there's got to come to a point. There's got to come a point where the American people are going to get fed up, tired of this mess, and start standing up for what's right and what's decent, and put this BS into place where it belongs.
Well, and folks the folks are like, what should the new platform be? Well, we got to think bigger than just the few issues.
Ain't no damn new platform. That was established in 1776.
Mm-hmm. I think we should retire. Or fire all government employees. Let's just start over. And maybe you'll build certain things back. There might be some institutions you want to keep. But generally speaking, let's get an entire reboot of the system. And then, you know, build back better, as Biden says.
Well, it doesn't matter to me if they're Democrat or Republican. As long as they're honest, decent, and got some morals. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is getting to the point. They're pushing the American people to the point, and it's just a matter of time. This crap's got to stop. You know, this whole control thing that they got going on, and the cancel culture, we'll tell you something. I'm not going to sit back and be canceled by nobody. You know, game on, buddy. Let's get it. So I'm through with this,
yeah.
Including with the whole deal with, especially our troops, man. They're the ones who laid their life down to ensure that these idiots up there are guaranteed the right to do the stupid crap that they're doing right now. And they won't even beat them?
Yeah. Dennis, I appreciate the call.
Hey, thank you, Dennis.
Have a good day, guys.
He brings up a good point, Joey, and the fact about the kitchens. If I'm a National Guardsman, and I've learned this from local policemen, I trust my fellow National Guardsman to cook me dinner more than I trust a random fast food meal from a restaurant.
Okay, sure.
And you see why. I've seen it from police, but I've also seen in that news story from Fox, they're finding in the fruit, they're finding people have put gym clips and things like that in the fruit. So it was done on purpose. So if we can't, you know, again, why are we exposing our soldiers to this? Like this guy said, we've got kitchens. We have all that set up. It's part of that same battalion.
And like I said earlier, you know, there's this five-sided building right up there.
Yeah, they got great luncheons in there.
But I think they're too concerned with, you know, what's going on in Syria.
But again,
272-9228. Oh, hold on. We need to make time here because we mentioned it earlier for the President of the United States.
Who?
What's that little that marching song?
Yeah, that one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Being very polite, you're with me all day, and it's dinner time. Good afternoon, or almost, actually, it's evening. And I want to thank you, Governor Ms. Abbott, for your hospitality and your friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And Representative Senator Cornyn, I think he had to go back. I think he's getting on a plane. He told me he came in to see me last event.
Mm-hmm.
And Representatives Shirley Jackson Lee, Al Green, mm-hmm. Sylvia Garcia, Lizzie Pinelli, Pinnell, and what am I doing here? I'm going to lose track here. And Mayor Turner, Judge Hidalgo, thank you all for welcoming us.
The President of the United States. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones and talk to Chris. Hey, Chris.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
About to be lunchtime. Hey, I was going to ask you, why hasn't Joe done the State of the Union yet? Why is no one putting pressure on him to do a State of the Union?
From an internal threat. That's what they're worried about, an internal threat.
We can't have everybody assembled in one spot, is that what they're saying?
That's one thing. I was more thinking of, I don't know if they can rig up a catheter there for that long of a speech without it being seen on actual
TV. How about they just do a virtual one? He just speaks from the Oval Office. He can read cue cards. Yeah. It's 3x5 stars he mumbles through.
I think that's what's going to happen in the end. He's going to get pressure to do it, so the White House, being the White House they are, they go, oh, we'll just do it virtually.
And everybody would be watching out for those jump cuts, right?
Exactly, yeah. Joey.
Yeah. Well, Trump did a few of those near the end.
So yeah,
why not?
Yeah.
Such is tradition.
Well, and the other thing is, why don't these governors who grow a pair and take their National Guards back, guardsmen and women back? I mean, Texas has done it. Because they're being they're made to sleep in a parking decks.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if Governor Ivey's done the same. I would hate to know that we have any guardsmen or women sitting in conditions like that and being used as a bunch of pawns.
I know Florida has pulled them back.
Yeah, Florida. I think maybe Texas might have, but I mean, Governor Whitmer, you know, she's concerned now. You know, she's concerned. But, you know, I have a feeling, though, that there's some things are starting to brew here. You know, the recall election for the weirdo over in California,
mm-hmm.
Newsom, yeah. And then we got Mr. Nipple Rings up in New York, you know. I'm telling that guy, hey, look, I'm not trying to be gross or anything, but that dude's got some kink going on somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
The sexual exploit, the exploiting women and doing all this, something's going on with that cat. He ain't right.
Yeah.
There's probably a lot more to that, and it's slowly starting to drip out.
Well, and it's interesting that Cuomo's definitely being taken out. Newsom, it looks like, will be taken out. I have a sense it's not just that they're going after the men. I think Gretchen Whitmer is going to be put in her place in some form or fashion, whether it's by her own people of her state or by some national media hit job.
Well, aren't we looking into that?
My fear, guys, that we're going to have, we get rid of old Cuomo. But then you're going to have someone even more radical take his place. That's the ultimate fear. I mean, if they, we already know they can manipulate elections.
Right.
Okay. I mean, it's pretty obvious. You know, the question is, do these states have dominion? And I think California does. So, I mean, could you technically get a worse guy than Newsom? Yeah, there's a good possibility of it.
Right.
You know, the state of Jefferson has always been, there's always been a rumble of it. And I think if you start having some stuff going on like that, you might see even bigger push for that state to be cut in half.
I'm all for it.
Yeah, I'm for it too, man. I mean, the bottom line is you look at the map of California like most. I mean, it's just these blue counties right on the coast. And then everybody else is red. I mean, you know, for years, California was a Reagan, conservative, Republican state. And then we just, you know, like
most Republicans, we just kind of gave up on it. You know, we just kind of give up. Oh, it's just, it's no need. Well, we can win other ways. Just give up on it. But yeah, I back to the National Guard, the deal with these men and women sitting in those kind of conditions, eating garbage, and obviously someone's trying to poison or kill them. I mean, I would assume if you put something in food, you're trying to hurt or kill somebody. That's more of a reason to get them out of there. You know, we don't live in a police state. We live in a free country. And, you know, Nancy Pelosi can do her best to make it look like, you know, they're under attack. But everybody knows the 74 million who did vote for Trump, that's not the case. It was all set up anyway.
I just can't see most folks watching this. I imagine a lot of folks have tuned out ever since everything that happened.
Definitely.
In the election and aftermath. But, I mean, what is happening right now? It seems like a foreign country. And that's why I think...
a third world dictatorship.
Well, and that's why we got to think bigger than just the issues. You got to think like, hey, maybe it's time to reboot the U.S. government. Let the chips fall with
it. Give it to me. Yeah, I mean, just imagine if you got all that money and just said, look, here's state. Here's all this money. We're getting rid of all these departments, agencies. Here's all this lump sum of money based on your population. You do with it as you please. And if you don't do it right, the electorate is going to get rid of you if you don't do it right. But, I mean, just imagine if Alabama or Georgia or California got this lump sum of money that all these agencies have been sucking in for eons. And just give them to the states and say, look, you got an education problem, fix it yourself, buddy.
Right.
The Department of Education doesn't exist anymore, okay? So figure it out. You know, the only thing the government should be doing is really just protecting the borders of this country and the Postal Service. And guess what? They can't do either of those.
Right.
Yeah, all the basic things you would expect a government to do, the U.S. government continues to fail at it while it does all sorts of things a government probably shouldn't do. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure it won't blow back. It won't come back to haunt us that we continue to bomb the Middle East. I'm sure that'll be no consequences for that. Sure.
I mean, could that be more just on script?
I know.
I mean,
right.
I mean,
it's
freaky. Could have been any more. Yeah, it is. Freaky. Okay. Joe Biden is going to do what? He's going to try to get us, you know, back dependent on oil. Okay. And he's going to bomb people in the Middle East. Okay. Check and check. And then we're going to get rid of Dr. Seuss. Check on that, too.
Yeah, we got to implement the latest fashion. You got to use the latest language that all the hip kids are using, all the elect, equal caucus up there in D.C. and around the country. I appreciate the call, Chris. I got to run.
Yeah, man. Y'all have a good one.
You too, Chris.
272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville. That's Physical Prattville. They spell it FYZICAL, Physical Prattville Therapy and Balance Center there. And they do specialize in getting your balance back. So say you have stability problems. There are three things that can cause you to have imbalances in your walking and your posture. It could be instability with your knees or ankles. It could be inner ear problems. You literally have little rocks there.
That's right.
That move around. And when that gets out of whack, that's not a fun time. Not at all. Or maybe it's a vision problem. You could have your vision going out, and that means you're not as sure-footed. Well, there at Physical Prattville, Don Sexton, the owner, physical therapist, or her physical therapist assistant, Nancy Alexander, can help you get your balance back. They're giving free balance tests right now, so call them at 595-9990, whether it's you or a loved one you know who you may have noticed, hey, I'm not walking how I used to. I'm not as confident in getting out and moving around as I used to be. Well, why not go and get a free balance test? 595-9990. And if you do decide to get therapy at Physical Prattville, they have state-of-the-art equipment, like a great walking track with a harness that you can test out your walking ability on stairs, different types of surfaces while you're strapped in, so you have peace of mind that you're not going to fall. You can really test yourself. They have virtual reality testing and physical therapy. It's like you're playing a game, but you're doing physical therapy in the process through VR. And all the time, again, you're strapped into a harness, so you can really push yourself, test yourself. And so many folks have regained their balance, regain their confidence to walk where they please with Physical Prattville. So again, that number, 595-9990. Be sure to tell Don Sexton or the team there that Joey from News and Views sent you. More News and Views from 9 till noon when we come back.
First, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Seniors, enjoying your retirement doesn't have to break the bank. Caravita Village has recently been renovated and upgraded. Their community is built on relationships. Three chef-inspired meals daily, transportation, group activities, and a host of other amenities are waiting for you at Caravita Village. One affordable monthly rate. Ask about their two free month special through April 30th. Tour your new home today. Call 284-0370 or visit caravitavillage.com.
Is it a hassle getting your vehicle serviced? C-Square Performance Automotive will pick up, service your vehicle, and return it to you in the downtown area. If you work in the downtown area, let C-Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Hello, Montgomery. Crazy times make for crazy good deals. Get WOW Super Fast Internet 100 for the crazy low price of $29.99 per month. And get a free modem for 6 months. Offer details at WOWWay.com.
This is Frank Bertarelli. We'd like to take time out to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their years of help in growing our business. Over 25 years with Zap Pest Control and still growing thanks to Blue Water Broadcasting.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. They put God and family first, where you can get home weekly, great benefits, and 401k that the company matches up to 4%, and you're automatically invested. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Big improvement in our weather today after a dismal day yesterday. Look for lots of sunshine. High temperature up to about 63 this afternoon. Mostly clear, kind of chilly tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 40. Tomorrow, best day of the week weather-wise. Plenty of sunshine. High temperature in the lower 70s. Friday, not bad. Sun and cloud mix. High in the upper 60s, maybe teasing 70 degrees. Chance of a few showers by late Friday night, but sunshine returns over the weekend. Highs in the mid-60s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. When there's work to do, ground to break, earth to move, and a reputation to uphold, you can count on durable Kubota equipment. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage. Together, we do more.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the ego, you know the thing.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. We brought up yesterday in passing, Senator Will Barfoot put forward a bill, and it passed the Senate, allowing the legislature to call itself into session. And apparently a House committee, this is just breaking about a half hour ago, House committee shoots down bill allowing legislature to call itself into special session. They did approve the bill banning curbside voting. The Alabama House Constitution Campaigns and Elections Committee on Wednesday morning took up a slate of important bills. To start things off, HB 396 was first on the agenda. The bill, sponsored by Representative Laura Hall, she's a Democrat from Huntsville, would legalize no excuse absentee voting in the state. Well, before any discussion on the measure, Hall requested the bill be carried over to the call of the chair. Moving forward, HB 396 could come up at any subsequent meeting of the committee. This comes after John Merrill, Secretary of State, withdrew his initial support for the bill. It's been met with staunch pushback from Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth, who, by the way, is not going to run for Senate. He ruled that out.
He did rule that out.
Yeah. Okay. Congressman Mo Brooks has spoken on it, and Ambassador Linda Blanchard, was against it, as well as Alabama GOP Chairman John Wall. Is he the butterfly farmer?
Yes.
Yeah. The committee also voted down two bills during its meeting. HB 351 by Representative Arnold Mooney. Hey, what's up, Mooney? As well as HB 21 by Becky Nordgren, a Republican from Gadsden. HB 21 would have allowed the legislature to call itself into special session. A companion bill, as we mentioned earlier, was given a favorable report by Senate Governmental Affairs Committee on Tuesday. However, the House committee here rejected the motion. Wow. That's unfortunate, because I would like to see more checks on the executive branch's power. And it's not picking on Governor Ivey, but the potential for any future governor, you know. And again, congratulations to State Representative Kirk Hatcher. He is now Senator, State Senator Hatcher, going to be sworn in here very soon. Somebody called and asked about the status of the medical marijuana bill in the House. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It did pass the Senate last week, and I'm not sure how it's worked its way through the bowels of the House. It's got to go through committee, I believe, first. But we'll see if medical marijuana will come up there on the State House floor. This is where it stumbled before. The last 3 years, the state Senate has passed something comparable to the current bill, sponsored by, I believe, Tim Melson from Florence, Senator Melson. And I support this bill. By the way, it's nowhere near, if Joey was, say, king of Alabama, I wouldn't I'd be doing a lot of things differently.
Really?
And a lot of people wouldn't like me for it. But you would all be my children.
But we'd be
I'd start putting up
it?
Statues like Augustus, you know, putting out coinage with my visage on.
Suddenly I'm on the Remove the Statues Committee.
Yeah, we're all for no new monuments if Joey's going to start building statues to himself. So why do you think I've been trying to get so jacked and tanned?
I see your plan now, man.
I needed to look as close as possible to real life when they make me all muscular.
In the Speedo.
But this has stumbled in the House before. I do support this medical marijuana bill because they have tightened up a lot of things on it. For instance, they've given a very clear list of what sort of conditions in order to get the medical marijuana. And the marijuana itself, the cannabis, the scientific name, will not be administered as leaf, as bud. It's the stuff you may or may not have seen before.
Right.
And it even won't be administered as like cookies or candies. They don't want any confusion in that regard. Well, what you can get are gelatinous, like medical cubes.
Okay, like a...
It's like a gummy cube.
Gummy, yeah, that's what I'm thinking, yeah, okay.
But it's not gummy bears, it's not going to be packaged that way. No, they're medical gummies that are out there for other products.
Vitamin and, gummies, yeah.
That's how it could be administered. Also, there are tinctures, capsules, pills, these sorts of things. And it's, you know, from the very, very serious, like a terminal illness, and intractable pain is a more general category, anxiety or panic disorder, Crohn's disease. I'm just saying these off the top of mind. I'm not looking at the bill right now. It would be through licensed dispensaries, and the dispensaries, it's not like your traditional CVS and whatnot. You might have some local pharmacies who might look into it. I'm not sure what the rules and regs on them are necessarily. But there would be licensed dispensaries through the Medical Marijuana Commission. The commission could not expand the number of conditions or the type of delivery systems, but they could give out licenses to give in dispensaries to get this to folks. You have to get a doctor to prescribe this.
Right.
So I think it will help a lot of folks.
We know it will, Joe. We've seen that firsthand.
Yeah.
And granted, this is not, I don't want people to think this is a pothead bill. It's not that way at all. There are people that really benefit. I mean, we've seen it with our own eyes that benefit.
Right.
And to be quite honest, if people want leaf marijuana, you know as well as I do, you can find it almost anywhere.
We had somebody call last week who said, no matter what y'all do, I'm going to do this to help a family member.
Right.
Who's very, very sick.
Right.
And people are going to do that. More and more states are now decriminalizing, legalizing, and I think this is a modest step for the state of Alabama, but a worthwhile one nonetheless. I can take a modest marginal step in the right direction.
But I like the fact with medical marijuana, you have pharmacies, you have labs that actually break it down so that people know what they're getting. It's not just something off the street.
Right.
It's not, you know, Joe Blow's herb.
Well, and I would hope if you get another bill in the future that you, and I'm sure there are already folks who would like to look into this, but it would always be great if UAB, it's a great institution.
Great.
The Huntsville Medical Center, by the way, is nothing to disregard either. It's a massive complex. I got a brother in the sales business, let's say.
Brother.
In the medical world. And it would be great to see more research being done out of UAB, for instance, on how this could be pinpointed or developed to treat certain ailments and conditions. But the House, the last 3 years, has been the stumbling block. And I would just encourage those who may be skeptical to reconsider and to hear the stories of those who have helped get this bill forward, to actually read the bill carefully to see that it is not what you think it is. It means to help people.
Right.
And often what you have is, say you have seizures. You know, you're getting benzos pumped into people, sometimes at a young age. Say you do have intractable pain. What's happening? Percocet, Oxycontin, all these different things. Lortab. So, please consider it. I don't want to see it stumble again. Though, I wouldn't be surprised by the folks up there at, what do they call it, Goat Hill?
Mm. Yeah, because they're a little bit stubborn.
Yeah.
Old? Like an old goat?
You're the one who said it.
Well, yeah, I said it.
I try not to bring up people's age, given my age.
I'm getting old, too, so I can say that.
Right.
Just like when you're chubby like me, or fat like me, you can say that other people are fat.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like you're part of the club.
You're not that fat. You're just... carry it well.
I'm big boned.
You carry it well. You know, you have a great personality.
That's right.
Good sense of humor. You're easy to talk to, you know.
Yeah. Usually good for $20.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Who matters if you... And what matters if... Who cares?
Who cares?
You're just a little softy, that's all. You like your donuts.
I do like my donuts.
272-9228. Oh, and by the way, the University of Alabama says they're going to have full capacity at Bryant-Denny Stadium.
That's right. I saw that, and I'm not an Alabama fan, but I did give that a big old thumbs up. I think that's great.
Yes, fantastic.
I think that's great.
Yes.
We need it. I'm sorry, folks, but we need it.
Because apparently we'll have enough vaccine to reach herd immunity by May. Now, administering is one thing. Having the vaccine is another.
Well, and are they going to block you from going to the game, Joe, if you don't have the vaccine?
I don't know. I haven't gotten that far into it. Plus, I don't like to go visit the evil empire every time, you know, being a big ob, being from that cow college at Auburn. Every time I go to Tuscaloosa and get near Bryant-Denny, I'm like...
Get a weird feeling about you?
Yeah, I feel like Obi-Wan Kenobi sneaking onto a Star Destroyer.
But it's very important to know what the other side's doing, Joey.
That's true.
When you go up there, just keep that in mind.
272-9228. And plus, I say so many things on the radio that I don't want to, you know, the machine after me. Well, we'll be right back. More news and views from 9 till noon after this.
I got hairy legs.
In politics, man must learn to rise above principle.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Turn your home floors into a luxury experience with Mohawk Smart Strand Carpet from Prattville Carpet. With astonishing softness, maximum durability, and ultimate cleanability, Smart Strand Carpet is the best carpet money can buy. Call today to schedule your free measurement and be sure to ask about our interest-free financing. Call 285-8117 for Prattville Carpet, located on Cosford Road, Prattville, Alabama. That's 285-8117, or look us up online at prattvillecarpet.com.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Best Friends Pet Resort on the Wetumpka Highway for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Trustworthy, accurate, carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Closing moments of the program here on a Wednesday morning. The Dan Moore Show with Dan Morris himself coming up in a few shopping minutes. Now, sometimes you gotta love when somebody sets up a certain standard, and then the standard they set up destroys them and their career. For instance, one instance is Mike Hubbard, the former Speaker of the House, with those ethics reforms they passed. Yeah, that didn't work out too well. Well, get a load of this. What governor have we been talking about lately?
Cuomo?
Yeah. Governor Cuomo. Well, apparently, 2 years ago, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo signed a bill that substantially lowered the bar for proving sexual harassment claims. Yeah. Making it easier now for his accusers to meet the required standards. The bill Cuomo signed into law states that harassment does not need to be severe or pervasive to be unlawful, specifying that any action that rises above petty slights and trivial inconveniences can qualify.
Oof.
The governor's alleged misconduct appears to exceed this standard. A New York employment lawyer told the Washington Free Beacon, for example, that if a male supervisor makes a female worker uncomfortable by asking her out to lunch, that could be the basis for a claim. Well, that seemed a little nuts, because it could... How do you ask for lunch? Like, hey, you want to join me and my wife?
I just did it with my partner. Hey, you want to grab some lunch?
Yeah, it's a little...
And she didn't say, Eddie, are you hitting on me? She's like, yeah, I'll see you there.
No, Eddie wants to eat.
Right. Yeah, that's kind of... And you know, Joey, maybe that's why I've never been in trouble for sexual harassment. He saw right through me. He's looking to get something to eat.
What's that old skit about the Bears fans?
Dub Bears.
Dub Bears, Dub Bears. And they do the little thought bubble.
Yeah.
And it goes, Dub Bears, Dub Bears, Dub Bulls, Dub Bulls. And it goes to Chris Farley. And his little thought bubble is Polish sausage.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
That's how Eddie stays in line.
That's right.
He ain't thinking about all that other stuff.
No, sorry. No offense, girl. I'm just not that into you. It's the lunch I'm into.
Cuomo, who is 63, is, of course, facing increasing scrutiny following accusations of sexual harassment from three women. The first woman to come forward was Lindsay Boylan, who spent more than 3 years working in Cuomo's administration. Boylan said the governor would go out of his way to touch me on my lower back, arms, and legs. And that the governor suggested they play strip poker. Another accuser, Charlotte Bennett, a former Cuomo aide, said Cuomo asked her about her sex life, including whether or not she had ever slept with older men. The third accuser, Anna Roush, reportedly met Cuomo in 2019 at a wedding reception. She said she was forced to remove his hands from her lower back and pulled away after the governor moved in to kiss her. The bill Cuomo signed 2 years ago also got rid of a main defense that could have been used in court. Under federal law, an employer can avoid liability if their worker never filed a formal complaint concerning their harassment, which neither of Cuomo's accusers did. None of them did. But under the law Cuomo signed, the absence of formal complaints shall not be determinative of liability. This isn't funny.
This
is a serious issue. Cooper.
Hey,
welcome.
Cooper.
Hey, back in the 90s, the company I worked for, they had a little change to the company employee handbook.
Mm-hmm.
And in there it stated in plain language, leering can be considered sexual harassment.
Leering?
I get leered all the time.
So you better not leer at anybody.
It's ludicrous.
You know, I remember once.
And that's 30 years ago almost.
Yeah, I know of leering because I remember one summer I was down, and it happens to gentlemen who have been married for, say, decades.
Yeah.
Let's say they get in their 50s, 60s, they just don't care anymore. I was down at the beach with my dad and all my buddies' dads.
Yeah.
And we went out to this restaurant. It was maybe Tacky Jack's. It was something right. We pulled up on the boat.
Yeah.
And we're sitting there waiting because it was a full restaurant that day. And we're sitting in the waiting area. And this girl walks by, stunning, stunning woman in a bikini. And like most guys, there's a glance. And then the young guys, about my age, we were in our teens, kind of just kept talking to each other. Oh, maybe even made a comment. Did you see her? But then I noticed like all the dads did not just do a quick glance. And I think it might, in fact, have been a leer. So I don't know.
Well, Joey, as you get older, your eyesight goes away a little bit. So it takes a little longer to get in focus.
This is not funny. Stop making light of this.
I mean, sometimes it's not leering. It's just trying to focus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of like a dog who most of the day just lays on the carpet. Mm-hmm. Farts a little too much.
Mm-hmm.
Throw the tennis ball, we'll go get it once, but most of the time it'll throw the tennis ball, just look at you, look at the ball, look at you, and then go back to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for some reason I was reminded of that. Dan Morris with the Dan Morris Show is next.
Looking forward to it.
More news and views from 9 till noon tomorrow morning. Bright and early at 9 a.m. Y'all stay tuned.
Enjoy.
See ya.